Johnson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Portland, Oregon police began making arrests after they declared a riot outside the Portland ICE facility. This comes after hundreds of protesters gathered there to take part in the nationwide No Kings demonstrations. In Los Angeles, police issued a dispersal order after protesters allegedly started throwing things.
Close to 1,000 people who had been part of the No Kings Day protest in downtown Los Angeles gathered outside of one of downtown LA's federal buildings. Some of them were up on the steps of the federal building, almost a foot away from National Guard troops who were there to secure the building. Then, before the curfew was set to take effect, LAPD deployed tear gas. People who are still out and about are subject to arrest. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Correspondent Natalie Brandt has more on the protests.
In cities across the country Saturday, critics of President Trump organized what they called No Kings rallies.
We love America, and we want to make sure that we can fight against the authoritarianism that's happening as we speak.
Demonstration organizers said millions came out to march in hundreds of events.
In Washington, President Trump presided over a military parade honoring the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. Tanks and troops paraded down Constitution Avenue. The manhunt for the gunman continues in Minnesota after what police call targeted shootings left one state lawmaker dead and another injured. CBS's Anna Schechter.
A massive search is underway for a gunman authorities say shot and killed Minnesota Democratic state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark in their Brooklyn Park home. Officials say the suspect also shot and wounded Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette at their home about 9 miles away.
The suspect is identified as 57-year-old Vance Bolter of Green Isle. Israel and Iran continued with nighttime attacks on each other, as BBC's Chris Barrow reports.
Iran has launched a fresh overnight attack on Israel, while the Israel Defense Forces struck targets in Tehran. Israel has reported several deaths, 5 in the north and 3 in central Israel. Dozens of injured are being treated in hospitals in Haifa and Tel Aviv.
Chicago native Pope Leo spoke today via video played on a jumbotron at Wright Field, where his beloved Chicago White Sox play.
I'd like to say that you are the promise of hope for so many of us. The world looks to you as you look around yourselves and says, we need you.
The Florida Panthers moved closer to a second consecutive Stanley Cup title, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in Game 5 tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Mag Sync Radio. It's 6 o'clock on a wonderful Saturday night. And while I'm corralling Mr. Rocker back into the studio, where he should be, I thought I'd like to get things started with a double dip from Jenny Lupin. To start things off tonight, here's Angel Goes to War.
Sunrise to sunset, angels be with me today. And in the nighttime, I need you even more. Angels watch over me, my heart has grown cold. Now my angel goes to war. There's a pain in the heart all the time of regret, and it plays with the mind. Did you want to go back and do it all again? We can fix tomorrow. supposed to bring. Will you ever be happy, your love enough? Are you waiting for another to fill your cup? Sunrise to sunset, angels be with me today. And in the nighttime, I need you even more. Angels watch over me, my heart has grown cold. Now my angel goes to war. Did you see the painted weakness? Did you hear the song?
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
If we could find a way to change how it ends, I know we both would have tried once again. So now what do we do? What do we say? Silence can be worse than words, but I can't fight with you one more day. Let's call it truce, let's go our separate ways. I can't seem to live without you, there's got to be a better way. Love me through my hard words, don't drive away on me.
Trust me when I tell you, there's no one else I'd rather see.
If we could find a way to change how we have. Chase me this time, don't let me go. Chase me this time, don't let me go.
All right, Jenny Lupine, that is back to you with Mason Meyer. My name is Rocker. I am back in the studio. I am corralled here by the microphone. I'm here with Jane tonight.
That's me.
And we have a great show planned up for you. But let me just say that Jenny Lupine, she is playing with Mason Meyer Band at the MAMA Awards. That's coming up at the Atwood Music Hall Sunday, June 15th. That is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, wow.
Yep. And that's going to be a really good time. Atwood Music Hall, brand new venue. And we're going to hear all about that actually tonight in just a little while. Atwood Music Hall, Melissa Brum, she is here. We'll hear with her just after the break. Natty Nation, Ja Boogie, 30 years of Natty Nation. They are also playing at the Atwood Music Hall. How ironic. We're getting a theme going, right?
Oh, yeah. It was Atwood Fest before. Now it's Atwood Music Hall time. I love it. I love it.
Us show planners, we have to come up with little gimmicks, themes, strategies. And live in the lair tonight, Erin Oakley. She is going to be here. She is an acoustic folk pop singer, songwriter. She's based in Madison. She'll bring a few comrades along to fill out a little band for us for some live music. And then,
you know, the more the merrier, right? The more the merrier.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We got to find out who these people are, what their story is, and what kind of music they play. And then after hours with Rob Roberts, he's going to take over at 9 p.m. tonight and drive you all the way to midnight.
Wow.
So we have quite a show planned for you tonight. Jane.
Yeah.
You did your radio show today, and then you told me you walked down to the No Kings rally.
I sure did.
Up at the Capitol. How did that go?
It was a long walk, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah.
I ran into some friends of mine down there. I got to hear Senator Bernie Sanders over the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
It was awesome.
Wow. And you said there was, you know, no commotion, no thugs, no...
No, it was all totally peaceful. Lots of great people down there.
Oh, good. That's really good to hear. Well, that's really awesome. Let's get back to some live music or some music.
If that
right
comes
here
later,
on
the live
radio.
Music.
Yeah. I'm so used. I'm going into my live in the lair mode right off the bat. Let's keep it going right now with some Pat McCurdy, because you know what? Now is not the time for sad songs. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I am not my malaise, my misfortune and pain. I don't wanna be depressing, and you don't wanna see me weep. I'll save that for later on, when I'm trying to sleep. Cause no, it's not the time for sad songs. No, it's not the time for sad songs. No, it's not the time for sad songs. We'll be right back.
That is Steez. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Last Night. You know, that is a really, I love that song. It's so fun. Have you heard of Steez, Jane?
No, this is my first time hearing them, and I can dig it.
They're a fun band. I'm looking up because I should have wrote this down, but they're playing, here it is, Memorial Terrace on June 28th.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to burn the place down, you know?
That is. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever been to any shows out at the Terrace?
Oh, yeah, I sure have. I used to go to VO5 there every summer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know, and you know my favorite part of that is going there on a boat.
Because
you can watch
yeah.
the show from the lake, and then you cruise in, you jump off the boat, go get some beers, head back on the boat.
Yeah, you're not caught
water.
Up in all that crowd, you know? That must be nice.
I love the Memorial Union. Mm-hmm. We still have Melissa Brum. She's coming up next from the Atwood Music Hall. We'll hear from her and all about this brand new venue right here in Madison. What an impact it's going to have in our city. Right now, Wonderfunk, that is Ben Majeska from Armchair Boogie. That's his new project. And guess what?
What?
They're going to be playing at Atwood Fest, which is just down the street
Yay!
From the Atwood Music Hall. So it's still in the theme, right?
Woo-hoo!
Let's hear
yeah, Atwood Everything.
Atwood Everything. Atwood Everything here on Max Inc. Radio. This is Wonderfunk, Afrofunk. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh.
Yeah, James Brown, Popcorn with a Feeling. I'm Rocker here with Jane. You're Hello? Listening to Max Inc. Radio. That's pretty cool. You know why I played that song, Jane?
Because the opening night of Atwood Music Hall is a Clyde Stubblefield tribute?
It was. You're absolutely right. You're really on this. Atwood Music Hall made its debut as Madison's newest live music venue last night. The first show to play at the new theater was a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield, and I couldn't think of a more fitting start to their history as Clyde played and drank in all the bars around that whole Shank Atwood neighborhood, especially the Anchor Inn, Fielder's Choice, and the Harmony Bar. The Atwood Music Hall's live calendar is starting out with a bang as the venue has renovated an old church on Winnebago on Madison's east side, and Atwood Music Hall, I always want to say Atwood Fest when I say Atwood, so this is going to be tough. Atwood Music Hall will host the MAMA Awards this Sunday, and here to tell us about the new venue is the marketing manager, Melissa Brum. Melissa, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I can't believe such a great theater is opening right on the east side. We're really happy about that. Tell us about the grand opening and the tribute to Clyde Stubblefield that happened last night.
Oh, it was a happening last night. It was crazy.
Yeah.
The whole place was packed.
Wow.
We actually had a pre-party the day before where people could actually see the whole venue because we haven't really seen any pictures or anything until yesterday. And so everyone got to go in for the first time and finally see what everything has been building, and his whole dream has been coming to fruition now. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was really great to do, and then we started with the tribute to Clyde Stubblefield, and it was just crazy. We had four bands play, I think. Mama Dig Down's brass band,
yep.
Rare
yep.
Element, VO5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just, it was a happening.
Hey, oddly, Rare Element, VO5, and Mama Dig Down's are all playing in Atwood Fest.
No Bing! Way!
How does it work like that? I don't even know. Melissa, before we get to the Atwood Music Hall, tell us about yourself. I mean, what's your backstory? How'd you get to be with Atwood Music Hall?
How did I get this exclusive gig?
Yeah, right.
Well, I grew up in Middleton in the Madison area, and I feel like I've worked at every music venue in town. I worked at the Orpheum after college. I worked at the Frequency for a while. Remember that one?
Yes, of course.
And I worked at the Barrymore. So
that's my favorite. That's still my favorite venue in town.
The Barrymore?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We love the Barrymore.
It's great. Yeah. And so, yeah, my background's really been working in venues on the production side of things. And then just working, I've just learned pretty much everything. And then I also work for a music festival down in Louisville, Kentucky. It's like a Beatles and classic rock tribute band festival. Yeah, it's very niche. And I do a lot of their marketing and general management of the whole festival. So,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool. Do you play music?
I do. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
What do you play?
I play cello in a Beatles tribute band.
Okay.
But only
once
or twice a year. It's out of Chicago.
Okay.
We're called the Pepperland Rockestra. It's kind
of. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of. It's a little dorky.
That sounds fun.
But,
you know, Sean Michael Dargan has a thing here.
Yes.
In Madison, at the Madison Mystery Tour. Yeah.
I've definitely played with them before, too.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I dabble in. Mm-hmm. Being cello with some rock bands, but that's pretty much it. I mean,
you
I had
played
a band
cello
in college. But.
What's your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
Just supporting me pretty much.
Yeah,
and then my mom just getting me into listening to the Beatles and classic rock music as a kid. Yeah.
So was into the Beatles.
My mom was in, she was into all that music. And I was the weird kid in high school being like, I don't like Britney Spears. I like, like Hermit's Hermits, but.
Oh my goodness. Well, tell us about the brand new Atwood Music Hall. I've seen some pictures on social media from the other night you were just talking about. I mean, it looks amazing, and the lights were in. Tell us about the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It has a capacity of about 700 people standing. It has this very club-like atmosphere.
Mm.
So we do have seated shows and standing room only shows depending on the show, but it really is that kind of middle ground venue that's between like something as big as the Orpheum and something as small as the Baroque or Gamma Ray or something. So it kind of brings that mid-level venue similar to the Majestic or High Noon into the east side, the Atwood neighborhood.
Wow. And there is a balcony?
Yes.
I see that's kind of a separate like tickets, you can get tickets up there or on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. For seated shows. Yeah. There's about 50 seats up in the balcony, and that has a really great view of the stage.
And then there's a bar.
There's many bars. There's three bars.
There's three bars.
Three.
You will not be thirsty in this
venue.
That's
great.
Yes.
With a lot of people, that's handy.
You can
go to each side of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the ceiling, I saw this crazy ceiling. What's up with the ceiling?
The ceiling is nuts. Yeah, I just learned about this too. It has this like lattice kind of interesting type of architecture that's this diamond shape. And it's, you know, came around in the early 1900s, but then it kind of went out of style. And there's not many buildings, even in the Midwest or the country, that have this anymore. So it's really unique ceiling. And that's kind of where our logo comes from. It's like everything's very diamond and kind of this like Art Deco style because of that design period in the early 1900s.
And it was a church originally?
It was the a tabernacle. So it was just a church and a place for people to go worship. And
The ceiling must have played in the shape of it to the kind of religious experience, maybe?
I think it definitely had that, kind of back when there wasn't, microphones and that kind of stuff. So I think that really helped with the acoustics for getting the word out, no pun intended, to the back. To the back
of
the
room. So that's got to play into kind of the whole music venue vibe.
Definitely, definitely. But we spent a lot of time, what am I thinking of? Soundproofing it, the space, since now it is amplified. Wow. Like we have a lot of production in there, and we didn't want to bother the neighbors. So the whole venue is very much
insulated. Can't bother the neighbors in Madison.
You can't. No, not after like 10 p.m. So very conscious of that in the whole design of the venue.
Has it ever been a bowling alley? Because, it kind of looks like, gosh, was there a bowling alley in here?
I wouldn't be surprised, but no, not to my knowledge.
We are here with Melissa Brum, marketing manager for the new Atwood Music Hall. Tell us about promoting shows. I mean, what does that look like in 2025?
It has changed so much in the last 8 years or however long I've been marketing shows and events. And I don't know. It changes all the time. I mean, you do marketing too. So it's so much around like the social media aspect, but also the, digital ads and everything else. But it's not even that people still listen to terrestrial radio. They still listen to radio. So there's a lot of just marketing is like putting your hands in all the pots. They say you have to like reach people 7 or 8 times to get them to really know what they're looking at or to, form that recognition. So it's really trying to get it out all over the place. So trying to be on all the social medias, all the, all the radio stations, all the TV, all the everything you can get these days. But
will you be embracing AI as part of your strategy?
I don't know. I'm a little like wary of AI.
Really?
I still like, I know it like can make things go faster, but I'm a little like, it can be so impersonal,
Well, I mean, I've been really reading, like older people, they are looking at AI like Google. Mm-hmm. But my son and people are using AI, they're using it in a way different way to like automate these processes and automate all these things that they do.
Yeah.
Even create businesses based upon it.
So, yeah, it definitely can.
I mean, can see where like you could, really use that in the promotion.
You can, but people can tell too. So it really helps to have that personalized touch on, stuff that goes out where they're like, whatever. No one took any time to write that. So I think still having that like personal touch in there.
I mean, come on.
Help.
What do you mean? It's easy as cake.
Yeah. AI marketing just seems so soulless to me. You can spot it a mile away.
Yeah. Well, what shows are you looking forward to coming up at the Atwood Music?
You know what? I'm excited for. We have a show tonight, actually. It's Kevin Farley is doing a talk
that's
on his.
Today.
Yeah, that's tonight. Mm-hmm. He's doing a talk on his brother Chris Farley, fellow Madisonian.
Yes.
He wrote a graphic novel, and so he's going to do a conversation and Q&A tonight. But also coming up, we have so many, the whole month of July and, sorry, June. What month are we in? The whole month of June, our opening month, is all about bringing those local bands back. So we're highlighting a lot of local bands and performers and people who maybe made their start here and went elsewhere. And so, you know, starting with the Clyde Stubblefield tribute last night, Kevin Farley. I mean, we have Rainer Maria coming back on June 26th. I mean, that's a huge show. Huge.
Yeah. That was wild. I was like, wow, when I saw that one. That was a wow.
Right. Yeah. Because they don't perform that much.
And Butch Vig's band.
Yes. And Spooner. Yeah. That one's already sold out. But
wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That one. I know. Surprising. And then... yeah, there's just so much coming up that...
I mean, even Luther Allison, and what struck me, too, was over at Atwood Fest, we have the Clyde Stubblefield stage and the Luther Allison stage, and at the Atwood Music Hall, you have tributes to both happening. Well, one already happened
and
last night, but Luther Allison coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it just happened that way.
And that's the 29th of June with Bernard Allison, the Jimmies, and the Cashbox Kings. Mm-hmm. And this Sunday, June 15th, the Madison Area Music Association is hosting the annual Mama Awards show there. How excited are you to have all those local rock stars walk the red carpet at the Atwood Music Hall?
I'm pretty excited. Yeah. I hope they're really excited to come and showcase the
place.
It's
the mamas.
It's the mamas. I know. It's a big deal in this city.
And Cooper Talbot and Terry Barr will be hosting. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing the red carpet there. Jimmy Kay will be down there. So we're all going to be representing. What is the impact, do you think, the Atwood Music Hall will have on the Mad City?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs to come up with that for themselves. But really, I think it is having that, like, kind of that local, independently owned music venue on the East Side, or just represented anywhere in Madison, which, you know, because so many of the music venues are owned by Live Nation in this town. But there's been a push towards those independent music venues in recent years, too. So I think this just having that, you know, extra space where, you know, local bands can perform and get their chance on the stage. And I don't know. I think it's going to be a really, really great impact for the city of Madison.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see it. I want to go to a show. Well, how do we find out more about the Atwood Music Hall and... tell us how to purchase tickets.
Yeah, so anyone interested can go to atwoodmusichall.com and find all the shows listed out. I think we have over 50 shows coming up this year so far, more to be added soon, and they can find tickets there.
Wow, this is incredible. And I love that you're having local bands there, because a lot of times at a space that large, local bands will have a tough time getting in.
Yeah.
So I applaud you on that. Local music. We have been chatting with Melissa Broom. She is the marketing manager at Atwood Music Hall, Madison's newest live music venue. Melissa, thank you so much for coming down to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You know who's coming up right now?
Who?
Is it the People Brothers Band?
Sure looks like it.
Guess where they're playing?
Where?
Atwood Music Hall.
Shocking.
Thursday, June 19th with Texas Toast and Salty Dog. Let's hear us some People Brothers Band. This is Kisses. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Breathe.
The People Brothers Band, that is Kisses. And again, they'll be playing Atwood Music Hall June 19th. And boy, I can't wait for that. The People Brothers are just an amazing band.
Right.
We have coming up next hour a double dip from Automatic Lover.
Yep.
I guess where they're playing.
Atwood Fest? Atwood Music Hall?
Where? Both.
Both?
Wow. They're playing
okay.
both. We'll
okay,
hear,
got both right. Okay.
We'll hear all about that after the top of the hour. And right now, though, we have another band that, guess what? They're playing Atwood Fest.
No
But
way.
They're from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires, they're from New Orleans. We had him up here a couple of years ago at Atwood Fest, and he did a great job. He's actually from Madison to begin with, went down to New Orleans, started his band, and he's been quite successful down there. He'll be coming up here to Madison for
Ooh, a hometown
Atwood
show.
Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the Saturday opening of Atwood Fest. I think he's playing right after Mama Dig Down's brass band. We have a whole kind of New Orleans vibe going on that first day over there on the Luther Allison stage, just down the street from the Atwood Music Hall. Right now, let's check it out. This is Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires. This song is called
Down Below.
Down Below. We got it. Maxine yep. Radio. We are local music.
Sound of distant laughter, children having fun. Past the trash cans and recycling, I go hiking up to Edgecombe, where the wind blows. Nobody knows. Up above the rocks and cliffs, giant bird, she makes her nest. She alights with my misstep, soaring over the city down below, down below,
down below,
down below. World is always spinning. I was here before them condos came. Watched in wonder as the blighted bricks came tumbling down, making such a mournful sound, running from the wrecking ball. One and all, brand new buildings made of glass and steel. They cannot reflect the way I feel. See my reflection in just about every direction. Oh, and how. Spinning down below, down below, down below. The world is always spinning down below. Changing, ever rearranging things, you know, just
just ain't there no more. So I don't see the sign on the place I had in mind. Maybe down below, down below. Always spinning down below, down below, down below. The world is always spinning down below, down below, down below. The world is always spinning down below, down below, down below. The world is always spinning down below.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Demonstrators packed into streets, parks, and plazas across the U.S. Saturday to protest President Trump's immigration raids and other policies. Most were peaceful, but in Los Angeles, police had to use tear gas to disperse a crowd. That was after a long day of peaceful activity, as CBS Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict tells us.
We had like 8 hours of a very peaceful and very powerful protest. I think it's also important to mention, because a lot of people keep thinking this is happening all over L.A., it is not happening all over LA. It is happening right here in this downtown area where you're dealing with the federal building and City Hall, and unfortunately some of that has spilled into Little Tokyo.
Salt Lake City police are investigating a shooting possibly associated, they say, with a march through downtown that left a person with life-threatening injuries. A person of interest is in custody. In Washington, it was a celebration honoring the U.S.